It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Despite a report released last week by the Kauffman Foundation ranking Pittsburgh low for startup ecosystems, Thrill Mill president, CEO, and co-founder Bobby Zappala says not all is lost for entrepreneurs. Mr. Zappala is joining Essential Pittsburgh as our tech startup contributor. He runs Thrill Mill, an independent organization that serves as an incubator slash accelerator for startup companies in Pittsburgh. This week, he'll look at the challenges of being a new business and discuss two of Thrill Mill's startups, Identified Technologies and Thread. Bobby Zappala, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. How are you?
I'm well, Paul. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
We've talked about the startup landscape in Pittsburgh. Why does Pittsburgh have such a low ranking for startup ecosystems?
Well, I'll start with this caveat. I am one voice out of many in terms of the startup infrastructure here in Pittsburgh and those who are doing their part to contribute to helping pave a good runway to allow these companies to grow and succeed. There are a number of different opinions as to what should be gleaned from those rankings that's meaningful and what can be attributed to a certain type of statistical analysis that's being done that may not be measuring correctly, if you will, the state of our own startup community. It's kind of similar to what you see with college rankings, right? I mean, there's a number of different ways that you can look at, well, my school was ranked here, but that's based on this metric or that, and I don't think that's particularly relevant. So, you know, I think as an entrepreneur, you always are maybe hopelessly optimistic, but I don't think that that's the only reason to feel like maybe we need to look at that report, which, by the way, ranks us out of 40 major metropolitan markets. It ranked us 40th in their rankings. I've heard from different folks a couple of different angles as to why we fell out that way. One of them has to do with our efforts to increase population growth generally, because those numbers have to do with the number of new incorporations over a certain period of time, which range from anything from, you know, really high-tech startups to any type of mom-and-pop shop that opens up, a laundromat or anything like that. So as your population growth starts to snowball a little bit, you obviously see a lot of new incorporation that way. At the same time, I've been told, hey, look, that's not the only issue. That's not the only contributing factor. And there are others, such as there are those leaving companies, moving more into a startup space, but maybe haven't necessarily incorporated their own business, but are consulting and working with different startups, and maybe haven't gotten to the point with that particular business or business model where it makes sense to set it aside as a separate entity. Consequently, it's not being accounted for. So there's a lot of a lot to talk about and a lot of debate about what we need to do. But my feeling
is... Well, what are some of the things that are coming up in terms of that debate? What are you hearing? What are people proposing? What are people saying we need to do?
I think that it reinvigorates some of the arguments that we hear commonly about our startup ecosystem in terms of where we have some weaknesses, the two principal being funding and talent. So the better talent you have and the more money you have, the more you can actually accomplish in terms of building some successful companies and seeing, you know, the next big home run come out of Pittsburgh.
So you probably don't need to call in the consultants to figure that stuff out anyway.
That's, yeah, I agree with that. I read a lot of these studies sometimes and I think, you know, no kidding, but that's okay. But I think that when you look at those factors, obviously we have a depth of talent at Carnegie Mellon, at Pitt, and the other major universities around the area. And it is a matter of leveraging those folks, getting them to consider entrepreneurship and building their own business as a way for them to build a career, which is certainly moving in the right direction. And Pitt just started an internal incubator program called the Blast Furnace. I'm on that advisory board. They're doing some really exciting things there. I'm sure some listeners out there who are interested in this particular avenue are familiar with CMU's foray into entrepreneurship, which is very significant. They have a couple of incubators there. They also just received another $30 million that's going to be used to build out a $10 million incubator on campus. So there's a lot of promise there in terms of retaining that type of talent. And then, of course, as the city continues to redefine itself and market itself as being this young, hip, cool place to be, you're seeing more young folks who are interested in this space saying, well, I could go to Denver, I could go to Austin or Portland, but I'm going to go to Pittsburgh. So,
and if you're involved in a startup in Pittsburgh, we'd like to hear from you. What are the challenges that you're encountering? How are things going for you? What do you think needs to be put in place in Pittsburgh? 412-246-2002, the number to call again. 412-246-2002. And the email address, esspgh@wesa.fm, on Twitter at esspgh. You know, as far as you're concerned, Bobby, aside from money and talent, you know, what are the key challenges facing a startup company in Pittsburgh? You know, what are you hearing people say that are the hurdles they're having trouble getting over?
I think that we've done a pretty nice job of setting up opportunities to enter into entrepreneurship through organizations like Thrill Mill, through the existing entrepreneurial structures in schools that I discussed, and others like Robert Morris and Duquesne and Point Park, all of which are really in Chatham, all of which have entrepreneurship programs. And then Thrill Mill, Alpha Lab Gear, Idea Foundry, organizations like these that are doing great things to support entrepreneurship at that stage. And then it's the challenge really, I think, is once you leave that nest, once you leave that infrastructure, what do you do to grow? So I did want to point out very quickly for anybody out there who's aware, Thread and Identify Technologies aren't actually Thrill Mill companies. These are a couple of companies I picked specifically. I know their founders. They have very good stories that I think are compelling and fit into this message right now. Not companies that we actually worked with, but very germane to the challenges that are faced by companies that have kind of left that nest, and how do you get to that next stage? I think that, how do you market and scale a business? So you spend a lot of time in an incubator environment really working on, customer discovery, building your product or your service, whatever, really figuring out what the core of your business is. And then if you gain some traction, as we like to use our own kind of buzzwords in this field, as you gain traction and you have some test case users out there and you finally feel like you've nailed down the market, well, now it's about scaling the business and it's about marketing and it's about, really building out now. And this is where it's kind of that on the ground MBA type experience, where it starts to be a lot about financial literacy and otherwise. How do you actually build a functioning financial model where you can predict, okay, in 2 years from a cash flow standpoint, we're going to be here. And so as we see more companies in the area raise venture capital money, we continue to develop a sophistication around scaling businesses, understanding fundamentals about financials, and consequently seeing these companies really grow and becoming stable forces.
So you're saying that these are two examples of that you've identified, not necessarily in this case associated with Thrill Mill, but
correct,
two companies that have provided examples of the path to follow once you, break free of that nest.
Absolutely.
And so in the couple minutes that we have left, first let's let you tell us a little more about Identified Technologies, what
sure,
they're doing, and then we'll get into Thread.
Right. So Identified Technologies is a company, is a hardware and software company. So they use drones to do mapping of construction sites, airspace, ground space for development. The founder, Dick Zhang, is actually, well, happy birthday, Dick, a couple days ago. I think he just turned 22.
What?
And Dick came to Pittsburgh as a 20-year-old who was at the University of Pennsylvania. He joined Alpha Lab Gear. So I think,
So he's like putting out these drones, and they must send back data that enables,
correct,
it's fed into a computer, and you come up with a grid. And
it actually takes all the data that's gathered, stores it in a cloud for the companies to analyze. You actually hit a button, it takes off, does the mapping on its own, and lands itself, recharges its own battery.
And the person who figured this out is in charge of this is 22.
He's 22.
That's incredible. Well, let's find out from a caller here about their experience. Mike from Pittsburgh, we're very short on time. Mike, so welcome, and quickly lay it out for us.
Hey.
Hey.
I actually know Dick. I know him from Alpha Gear. I'm from Carnegie Mellon. I just have an advice for if you're starting a startup in Pittsburgh. A lot of them are youth-oriented, as in started by young people, just like Dick that you mentioned.
Right.
But Pittsburgh itself is not youth-oriented. So even though the startup is here, a lot of the banks, a lot of the money, a lot of the capital, you can still go in looking like you're 20, and it's hard to gain traction. Mm. So just make sure to keep working the networks outside of your incubator, because they ask you to come in, they'll ask you to do reports, but make sure to milk the incubators for the real value, and that is, can you just tell me, who can I talk to that knows about my subject? Dinners with representatives is fine. Don't always sell. You just want to be known to these people so that when the time comes, it might be a year, it might be 2 years away, you're not just, you know, a young-looking face with an idea. You're the guy that they've been to dinner with. You've talked to them. They've seen you in the social circles.
This is great
so
feedback.
The real value of incubators.
Thank
is,
you.
Who can you connect?
Right, right. Sorry, Mike. We're out of time, but the great feedback certainly have addressed the financial problem there. We ran out of time about talking about Thread, but Bobby Zappala, we'll have you back. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks, Paul. And sorry, Thread guys. We'll get to you next time.
Thank you for listening. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.